diva Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line. Friday, I got the diva.
If you're an artist, business, artist about your business, business that's artistic, here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted, learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it, got promo at the wazoo, call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic, yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony
B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Hold up, yo, this the Wizard J-Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Oh, I'm back in this thing, baby. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. We got a special treat for y'all tonight. Jay Dutch is live in the building. Big shout out to Tampa. Big shout out to Tay Black. Big shout out to Lake Stone for the connect. We love you, baby, over here. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. Ask my special guest, Jay Dutch. Follow him on Twitter, at Spark a Dutch. That's at Spark a Dutch. Ask him some questions. We're going to be showcasing his hot track tonight, the material. Yeah. We back in that thing, baby. Also, jump in my chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Y'all make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B as we get it in. And you know Frontline Fridays is going to be Frontline Fridays without Tay Black. Tay Black, what's going on, baby?
How you doing, Divish, man? Tay Black, live from Walmart. Nah, but out and about right now. Just trying to get it in, man. Wanted to tune in, check Divas out. Now, I mean, if you're on the line and you want to speak, push the one button. Let your friends know. Hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. The chat room's open. Facebook is open. So definitely check us out. Steve, I'm feeling good, baby. Out of town. About to hit this wedding up tomorrow. I'm good. How you looking over there?
I'm feeling good, man. I got this hot track by J-Duck called The Material. This is definitely, it definitely educated me, it definitely motivated me, and it definitely made me think about a couple of things. So we're going to showcase it live right here on Frontline Fridays, showcasing nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. Indie love, baby. Let's go.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Let's go.
It's just another day, my brother, and they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
It's just another day, my sister, and they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
I wake up in the morning, take a piss, and thank the man.
Oh,
I forgot to wash my hands. If you only knew I've been through. You'll be right here on this mic quoting these lyrics. I be like this is who gives a care about designer. I'm a grinder. Don't let the situation get behind your recliner. Sitting at the top with no timer. I'm too grown for these. They all minor. Mentally stable content with my conscience. Spend 100 of the
day, my brother, and they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material. It's just another day, my sister, and they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
My generation curse, you live your life rehearsed. But back, blindfolded and reversed. It only gets worse, only the wild no church. That means right after birth, you see the death of the hurt. Popularity is worth getting paid to be light or lie. Either you're born to have it made or you try to strive. It's catastrophic, the topic, you can't stop it. They talk it and try to knock it, don't let it get out of pocket. I'm taking off like a rocket, normal is irrational. My V-neck and some jeans is unfashionable. Yeah, I'm the voice of the hood where they be struggling. Beats in the trap with a strap where they be doubling. Flashy isn't it, all of a sudden you're a target. I'm from a place where they fighting cause they starving. What's going on like Marvin? Happy, I never knew my pappy, my dad. It's just another day, my brother, and they
so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
It's just another day, my sister, and they
so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
They got models in the air, models everywhere. Fake, fast, and quick, that's not a real hair. But she don't even care, even though it's not factual. That's the material, not natural, actual. Take a pill, try to get the bigger. Yelling out in public like I am that. Suicide ride, got him leaning to the side. With the blow in the air, he can't open up his eyes. Fit, thick dress, swallowing the skin. You can see the hole, all she gotta do is bend. Whoa, that's tax. Look at what you teaching them. And just the message from the preacher, they ain't reaching them. Stay true to yourself, you rather sell it out. It ain't too many things these people care about. Nice clothes, fat rocks, big racks, big chains, snap back, big rings, nice hats, hola. It's just another day, my brother, and they
so in love with the material.
Okay,
they so in love with the material.
Okay,
they so in love with the material.
It's just another day, my sister, and they
so in love with the material.
They
so in love with the material.
They
so in love with the material.
What up, it's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black, at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Left, right, left, right, left, halt, salute. It's Frontline Fridays, it's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Tex general out here, and you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at TayBlack84. Listen,
it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays where we turn it up, wide up. Y'all know how we doing, that was J Dutch right there with material. We definitely filling that track. We got a special guest live in the building with us. We're going to go ahead and bring in Jay Dutch. Let's applaud that man.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Yeah.
What's going on, baby?
Whole bunch of grinding, you know. It's a lot of grinding, getting that workout, education.
That's definitely what's up. So in love, the material. How did this song come about? Like, what motivated you to make this song, and how did the title come about?
I mean, You turn on the TV, man. It's nothing but, you know, people, you know, I mean, no offense to anybody, but it's nothing but people, you know, balling out of control, you know, fronting like you got it. But nobody has it, you know what I mean? There's no monsters out here like that. And if there is, nope, they're not talking, you know what I mean? They keep it secrets, Illuminati. So it's crazy, you know, and it's like one artist to come out with this track, the next artist to come out with the same, you know, same topic. I'm tired of hearing that stuff, man. Tell me about your life. Tell me what's really about your life, what you hidden, you know, hidden under.
That's definitely what's up. Now, you did albums before this. Tell us about your first album.
Best Kept Secret. It's on thatpip.com. That's my baby. That really tells you a lot about my life, man. Me and Guilty went in crazy on that. That's my manager, Guilty Q. the guilty one, he went in. You know, we actually got to link up with people from Canada. My man, shout out to Despair, DJ Despair, and DJ Dow Jones. They actually, you know, the single off of that was Yayo. And it was, you know, it was telling you at that time what was going on in my life. Well, I had, you know, I had to push that. You know, I actually caught a case off of that, but I ended up beating it. But, you know, it tells you my life. Just go on datpip.com and download it. You know, listen to it. It's free. You know what I mean?
Now that's what's up. Now, to grow from your first baby into now, what do you feel that has changed or is different about your music? This is the third joint that you're putting out. So what have you grown from? And, you know, beating the case is definitely a good thing. And big shout-out to all my brothers and sisters that are locked down right now. Hold your hand. We got you. And to everybody that got somebody definitely locked up, make sure y'all write them. It's important. And there's a study that's saying, big shout-out to writerprisoner.com. Big shout-out to Adam. Yeah. We had him on Step the Game on Saturdays. But there are statistics stating that helping a person not to stop becoming a repeated offender is writing a letter, sending a picture. You don't know how important that is to a person that's locked up in jail. So go ahead and do what you got to do. If you an internet person, go to writerprisoner.com, pay that little $40 so you can correspond back and forth with your person that's in jail, because you do it on the net and the company send out the letters. But it's always good, man, for anybody that you got locked up, write them and send them pictures this Christmas.
Definitely.
As much as you can. But, yeah, definitely. How have you feel you've grown since that time?
I've been, like, more conscious of what I write and, you know, what I express to my audience. You know what I mean? I can't always talk about, you know, chicks out here on the pole, me throwing money. You know what I mean? I mean, best kept secret, you can honestly see it was more loose, like, you know, loosely writing. I told you, like, most of my life. Like, you know, you got I Got You, you know, me telling my grandma, my mama, I got you, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the other track, I Got You. Me telling, you know, my girl, I got you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to put that on my life on there. You know what I'm saying? Telling people I'm a grind no matter what. I put that on my life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of tracks on there that are heartfelt and meaning, and you can feel it when you listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if you happen to do, tweet me that. Let me know.
Well, that's definitely what's up. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line to get some feedback from that hot track that we just played, The Material. Jay Dutch is live in the building. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. It's a phenomenal situation, baby.
Oh,
let's bring dope-ass music up in here. We got dope-ass here. Dope, what's going on, baby?
Hey, what it do? You already know. It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Google.
Okay.
Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area, stand up. What it do, Dave? What's
hold
up, Jay Black?
All right. Yeah.
What it do, man? Tay Black is in the building here. He on the road right now. We got Tay Mike open.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm over here. Just chilling, man. Dope. Shout out to Dope Man. And yo, speaking of, yo, the track that we just played, who produced that? We didn't hear who produced that track.
I produced it. I'm my own producer.
Nice.
Oh,
let me go on record saying this right here. I'm a producer, rapper / songwriter. You know what I mean? So
I
get it.
What did you say, nigga?
Say it again.
Oh, man. Producer, rapper, / songwriter. I get shit off. Whatever you want to do. You want to hit single, I got you.
That's what's
up. Hit me
up
at Spark of Dutch. Just hit me up. I got you.
Go, give us some feedback on The Material. How you feel about that song right there? And if you got any questions for Jay Dutch as well. Excuse me.
You already know that's right up my alley. You already know, that was right there. There's, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm a rapper / producer myself, so what better way to express yourself as an artist than to rap on the own music that allows you to do that? And then he also said the same thing, which is, we tired of hearing the same old, like, how many times can you throw money at women? How many times can you tell me about your cars? Fuck all that. Let me tell you about your day. You know what I'm saying? Tell me about how you grew up. Tell me about a situation you was in and that you positively got out of. Or, you know, or entertain me with colorful metaphors about day-to-day hood situations. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not selling dope on my iPhone. That's, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to the bar every weekend. You know what I'm saying? I got kids. You know what I'm saying? Tell me some grown man shit.
I don't know if people are aware, but iPhones are actual police phones. Like, they track you through your iPhone. So, I don't know nothing about that, selling dope on an iPhone. I never heard of that.
I don't want to sell no dope on an iPhone. I sell this promotion, baby. I sell this promo. Let's go ahead and get to some more callers. They got their hand up for you, J-Dutch. We're going to go ahead and get some more callers up in here. But before we do that, I want to do a Just Like Music. Yeah, everybody, soul just right.
It's just like music.
Ooh.
Music
like
is the soul of the man.
Jam unto the music, baby.
Music
like
makes a
jam,
happy
jam,
day.
Get funky, funky, funky.
Ooh. Music makes
a
crowd throw by, baby.
Say what?
Your
say
music
what?
Kiss my
say
tears
what?
And shut my eyes. Your music makes me want to sing. The music is a joy to bring.
Hey.
Music is my heart and soul.
Make
precious then go.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
You on the spot, on the grind. 718, you live, you on the spot, on the grind. Where y'all at? Holla at us, 718-759. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, 718-759. We can hear you.
What's good? What's good? It's Denaya. How are you?
Hey, Queen. What's going on? Welcome to the show. Denaya, Shoptown is live in the building. Denaya, for you. Radio. Oh, it's a party now. It's a party now. What's going on, Queen? Say what's good. Hey, J Dutch is here. Say what's up with J Dutch.
You already know.
Ask some questions.
Was good. Was good. I actually did not get to hear the song because it came in a little late.
Don't worry.
I'm sorry.
You know
what? You know what? You know what you can do? You go on iTunes and you can buy that right there on iTunes. It's right there.
Cool. I'm sure she got that link on Diva Spot Radio.
You already
know.
What's
up. And J-Dutch,
for sure.
You know, we're going to post a link into the chat room, too. We're going to get a chat up, and we're going to get funky in here tonight.
Oh,
it's
going
down. So.
It's definitely
tagging
going down.
Up.
Tay Black, let me bring Tay Black in this piece because I know he got some questions. Tay, can you hear me, baby? All right. I'm going to keep Tay until we unmute the spot. In the meantime, in between time, I wanted to ask you about your Twitter, J Dutch, Sparker Dutch.
What up?
Now, with you doing conscious music now, do you think that will conflict with what you're saying in your music versus what you have on your Twitter page? Because we all know that Twitter is advertising. So the first thing somebody was, So how do you feel about that? Like, is that something you want to keep, stay with, or you want to decide to upgrade or change it later on down the line in your career?
No, I'm keeping that definitely how it is. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You don't like one to get, you know, lifted, you know? You know, them herbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not too much of a smoker, but, you know, when I do, I become Steve Harvey. But anyway, you know what I mean? That's the herb. I mean, no offense. I know it's illegal, you know. But,
well, it's illegal where you at. It's legal over here on the West Coast, Seattle.
See what I'm saying? So y'all don't light up? Y'all don't whisk Khalifa for the day?
Legal on the West Coast.
That's what I'm talking about. Snoop Dogg whisk Khalifa up. But honestly, that name was given to me by Pistol Pete.
Okay.
Shout out to him. I made a track for him a while back. I made it for Nas, and he happened to grip that. If anybody know Pistol Pete, you know how he wrote. So he happened to grip that, and he made that my nickname, and he actually said it on the track. So I just rolled with it, you know what I mean, ever since.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. My next question will be, you know, even with the songs that you already put out and what's to come in the future, I know there's some type of organization or outreach program that you were thinking about. What's a couple of ideals that you had in the gun law? That's what I wanted to talk to you about, too.
The gun law.
The gun law, yeah.
I'm iffy on the gun law. I'm real iffy. You know, I'm from the hood. I'm from the slums. So, like, it's okay to have a gun, but know how to use it. You know what I mean? And then at that, who's to say if you shoot somebody and you was really defending for yourself, what the law gonna give you? You know what I mean? Like, it's iffy with me. I'm back and forth. You know what I mean? But you definitely need something to protect yourself, because if you low and a big dude charging you, how you gonna stop that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's crazy. I mean, tasers and all that, you got that, but, you know, who'd say they don't come back tomorrow and you don't got your taser?
Do you feel with the current situation, and rest in peace to all our wonderful angels and, you know, the parents and the teachers over there who was killed over there at their school, but do you feel like, you know, teachers should be able to carry, like, tasers or just have security in the building, armed security in the schools now, because they put metal detectors in the schools. I don't see why there can't be armed security, you know, in the school, because every school has a policy. After 9:30, the doors are locked. That happened when Virginia Tech thing went down. 9:30, the doors are locked. You got to be buzzed in, or, you know, you got to – but just having an armed person or a security guard or officer, not even security guard. I want a damn top flight in my business school. I want an officer in the front and the back arm. How do you feel about that?
They should have officers, but I don't suggest the teacher to carry a taser, because, like, you got incidents where teachers get into it with students.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they might want to use that taser, but I just think you should be, because, I mean, you look on WorldStar, you got teachers fighting kids, so.
I don't participate in WorldStar, but I know what you're doing. I'm on WorldStar Crash and Burn right now. That's Willie Lynch. That's Illuminati. That's Willie Lynch. And Diva said it. I hope it crashes and burns to the ground to never come back.
I hear that.
But back to
But I definitely think it should be top flight security at schools, definitely. Like, you know, they're there to get an education. And that's crazy. He bought that into the schools. That is crazy. That's crazy.
And the issue with, you know, and let's educate and regulate on that. That's what we're going to do. Zaniya, Tay, get ready to educate and regulate this shit right here, right now.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
he brought it out. Jay Dutton brought it out, so we're going to go ahead and educate and regulate this session right here, right now, y'all.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, go on. Hey, Queen, go on. Hey, Queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, go on. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Yeah. Big shout out to S. Cowley right there. Y'all make sure y'all check out my boy on Twitter, S.Cowley, for that hot drop right there. We're going to educate and regulate the session to this thing. And some of y'all new out there, that's good. So we're going to learn to do this today. Now, when we educate and regulate, we talk about a situation and topic that happens. We learn something new, we can be able to empower each other. So with that woman's son that went up to the school and killed those people, she knew that her son had a disability. He had multiple personalities. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By law, she is required to report that her son has a disability in any people in her family when she was a substitute teacher at this school. So when they did her background check, when they did her background check, this is something that she is supposed to report. Now, being that she didn't report it, and end up her son, most likely one of his multiple personalities, got upset with her because he probably felt like she was spending more time with the kids than him, and he killed her and went up to the school and killed all the classmates in the school. And the principal died as well. Of course, that principal, she's going to be on the front line. She's going to protect them kids. Y'all got to understand how much principals, the person that's the principal, they really love kids. So it doesn't surprise me that she got shot and all of that. But I said that to say all of this. We can't treat people who have children or people in a family who have mental disabilities different. Because they're going to shell up and they're not going to tell us what's going on. And what's going to happen is we're going to find out later. He had to come up to that school before to know where in her class. Like, he knew the whole layout, y'all. Mm-hmm. He'd been in that school before.
Of course.
There's no way he couldn't have known. But I'm just saying, by law, and as me being a CNA, if I see any emotional abuse, any physical abuse, any sexual abuse, by law, I'm required to report that immediately. And if I don't, I can be arrested too. So I want to let y'all know about that today. You don't have to be certified or nothing like that, but I want everybody to step their game up. If they know somebody who has a child that's mentally disabled, has any physical disabilities, and they're not being treated right, report it.
Yeah.
And there you go. Yeah, got to report that thing. Jay, let's jump in there on this thing right here, baby.
Definitely, man. That's a big subject because, I mean, I had a homie. I mean, a lot of y'all are familiar with Tony Dungy. He had a son that killed himself, and only thing I can remember from him, Only thing I can remember from him was him, like, struggling with the neglect of his father.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard he killed himself, like, that's all I could think of was the neglect. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big role to a child, a kid. Like, the neglection, that plays a big role in a kid's life, and that's why I'm starting this outreach program. Not only me, but Q, the guilty one, he's starting one too. But mine go by the name of Power. Mm-hmm. Kids are power because they're the future. I'm starting an outreach program to, you know, be something they admire, something they can look up to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get A's and B's on your report card, you know, you get $200. You know what I mean? Foot Locker. It's a big inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, you know, with the damage that's already done with the kids, now you're going to have children that's come there that's already been neglected and emotional neglect, you know, physical, you know, I mean, abuse and all that stuff. How do you plan on relating to these kids? I know money is motivation. That's good.
Yeah, that's motivation.
But what about, it's definitely motivation. But, you know, for those who coming up there who just don't care, I'm just mad at the world. I'm just disrespectful. Our kids ain't got so much disrespectful and so horny.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Like, what plans do you have in action? And do you plan on bringing anybody in, like any therapists or social workers
skills? Maybe social workers, no therapists, but guess what? You know what I'm going to hit them with? I grew up without my pops, too. You know what I mean? I grew up without my pops, and I got that same anger. But you can channel that anger into something else that'll help you climb eventually. You know what I mean? That you don't have to be destructive towards anything and everything that come around you. You know, you can channel that. You can better yourself. Life ain't about destruction, man. Don't be a terrorist. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be better. Be better than that.
I like
be
that.
A better
you said,
than
don't
that.
Be a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like that.
I thought you said something.
Break that down for me, King. I like what you said about that. Don't be a terrorist. What do you mean by that?
Terrorist, destroying everything around you. You know, no friends, no nothing. Like the little boy. I mean, they said he had a personality, you know, problem, you know, mental. But honestly. Had that been somebody else, you know, that it would have been a whole nother case. You know what I mean? It would have been a whole nother case. Different media out, different everything. You know what I mean? And that's from the neglect and the whole destruction around him. He's going crazy. You know what I mean? He's being neglected from his parents. And the fact that, you know, he probably don't have friends on his level. He probably going crazy. Like, I got to destroy everybody around me. And then I'm going to destroy myself because I don't want to face the consequences of what's going on. And that right there, that's a crazy situation.
And if you neglect
it, it's beyond that, though.
Go ahead, Denai. Go ahead, Queen. What you say?
But it's beyond that, though, because the fact of the matter is, any person that they talked to about that kid was, they said he was, you know, he was a nice kid, but he was a little bit off. So all of y'all who grew up with this boy knew he had issues, severe issues. Yet somebody took him to the damn gun range and taught him to shoot.
Yeah.
And now the regular gun would have gotten him a sniper rifle. So, and I understand you're talking about channeling your anger and all that kind of stuff, but you're not going to do that academically. If you just put these kids and do nothing but cram them with crap, math, and reading and stuff, and that's all you do, and you have no art and no music in there, they're screwed because they don't have both sides of their brain. But the problem is they're sitting up here cutting art and math programs like no tomorrow because they don't realize what a creativity is going to do for these children. And that's their fucking outlet.
And see, that's what the outreach program going to be for. You know, you're going to have parent day where we're actually going to be able to take parents and their kids out for a day and cater to them, let them spend time with their kids. And show them, you know, hey, I care for you, I love you. You're going to actually have, you know, kids, we're going to try to get the kids' interest and try to dig within that, you know, beside the whole, you got to do your homework before you do this, or, you know what I mean? Beside that, we're going to actually try to get into the kid and know what he's about or she's about and what she want to do or have a ideal of doing, whether it's a lawyer, doctor, musician, whatever, we're there.
Yeah. We got to get to these parents, too, because, you know, we always say, it start at home, so we need to incorporate into our outreach programs and our after-school programs parent accountability. Like, if they sign the kids up and the kids can come there after school or on the weekends, it has to be a requirement within our agreements when we have our outreach programs, our nonprofit, that the parent has to participate this amount of time each and every week because, you know, as parents, we ain't making an excuse, oh, I got bills to pay, I got this, I got that. No, we should be able to, in orientation, parents should have to be mandated to sit down and say, look, this is what a budget is all about. It's rent, it's lights, food, transportation, and clean clothes. That's it for the month. Like, the parents have to learn how to budget their money and budget their time so they can be able, a lot of parents need to be taught, too, because a lot of us ain't grown up yet. A lot of us don't even go up until 33. Let's think about it. That's why the kids are being affected. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that's something I need to write. I'm writing that down right now. We're going to have some cherry wine in a minute, too. We need to incorporate that into our after-school programs because the government does, and they do get a lot of funding and a lot of grant income taxes coming around. Again, people are getting generous and donating. That's something that we can have. Like Queen said, art and music. She's so right. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget physical activity. That's important, too. And recess. Bring our playgrounds back.
You.
Why did y'all take our playgrounds East Coast? Why did y'all take the playgrounds out of the school? Mm. Now y'all ain't do nothing but encourage them to stand on corners and be drug dealers. Let's have a cherry wine with Nas and Amy Winehouse. We're going to get back into this thing. Frontline Fridays, Diva Ebony B. J. Dutch is here. Let's go, baby.
Hola.
Someone who likes champagne.
pain I like. My A like someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich or famous life, cause she'd have been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool when they ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette who could be from out the hood or either work for the president as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited. Your heaven's in. Your smile put me at ease. You the woman I need, but where is she? On account of my lifestyle perception, it made my personal life out of the question. What are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet time. They think forever I'm rolling the dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know? Or am I a fool to ask? I'm well known. Got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes. I don't keep a cell phone. My bad. I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond. I gallivant around the equator, and that will get me off the radar. It's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch, pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime, yo, with this. An immaculate version of me and my bitch, my Biggie, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah. Hey, yo, Salon. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
Now where is it? I'm alone.
life is good.
Death to the ego. The Lord giveth and the Lord repos. Vain poets need to switch positions with the DOC to where their voices leak cold. Weak souls do not know how to appreciate the true value of this diamond. Speech, poetry. You were her first love. You broke her heart after her hymen. Shh, be quiet. This shit right here is a calling. God's given gift. Get off your mirror's tit. Malnutrition in your purpose with the unpasteurization of me. The text says that you know a tree by the fruit that it bears. There's nothing dope about a broken record. Your produce smells rotten, nauseating the air. Pure poets don't write for rewind. Damn, we heard you the first time. A commercialized poet. The Jews would love you. You need to link up with Puffy, gyrating in that shiny-ass suit. And I can't stand it when guest poets come through expecting us to roll out the red carpet. Shitting on those who grace the mic for the first time. Your words are clean, but your air is ugly. And I don't feel you, so personally, I think your poetry is garbage. We're supposed to sow seeds, not weeds choking the harvest in their season of spring. The high-minded can't reach the people from the mountain. Please silence the fuck up, talking loud and saying nothing. Just be careful on the way you tread around me. I am a poet, but I do have the heart of an MC. You done fucked up and pressed the right button, breaking the seal of this tortured soul's lost scroll. And when Ed gives the nod, I climb up to that mountain and sacrifice you to the poetry gods. Chill the kill switch, then return back to thy village. Death to the ego, death to my ego. It ain't always about you, Kane, it's about the people. We don't thirst for fame. We eat the same meat we preach, or lose our anointing, bursting into flames. I do this for a reason. This poetry shit to me is not a game. Honor this art form, and your gift and spirit will provide the wealth. The same ones who stroke your ego will be the same ones to put that ass on the shelf. There's no need to kill the messenger, but the messenger had already killed themselves.
Another day, my brother, and they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material. It's just another day, my sister, and they
so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
Say they so in love with the material.
I wake up in the morning, take a piss, and take the man. Oh, I forgot to wash my hands. If you only knew I've been through, you'll be right here on this. When these lyrics, I be like, this is who gives a care about designer. I'm a grinder. Don't let the situation get behind your recliner. Sitting at the top with no timer. I'm too grown for these. They all minor. Mentally stable content with my content. You spend 100 of them things on that nonsense. See, when you die, you can't take it all with you. I get it. Create the picture. You flossing my statistics, but it's not about that. Values and morality. I bring hip hop back to reality. Another day, my brother, and they
so in love with the material.
So in love with the material.
So in love with the material.
It's just another day, my sister, and they
so in love with the material.
So in love with the material.
So in love with the material.
My generation curse, you live your life rehearsed. Black bass, blindfolded and reversed. It only gets worse, only the wild no church. That means right after birth, you see the steps of the hurt. Popularity is worth getting paid to be light alive. Either you're born to have it made or you try to strive. It's catastrophic, the topic, you can't stop it. They talk it and try to knock it, don't let it get out of pocket. I'm taking off like a rocket, normal is irrational. My V-neck get some jeans is fashionable. Yeah, I'm the voice of the hood where they be struggling. Beats in the trap, with a strap where they be doubling. Flashy isn't it, all of a sudden you're a target. I'm from a place where they fighting cause they starving. What's going on like Marvin? Happy. I never knew my pappy, my daddy. It's just another day, my brother, and they
so in love with the material.
So in love with the material.
So in love with the material.
It's just another day, my sister, and they
so in
stress, swallowing the skin. You can see the hole, so she gotta do it, man. Whoa, that's tax. Look at what you're teaching them. And just a message from the preacher, they ain't reaching them. Stay true to yourself, you rather sell it out. It ain't too many things you people care about. Nice clothes, fat rock, big racks, big chain, snap back, big rings, nice hats. Hola, it's just another day, my brother. And they
so in love with the material.
They ain't so in love with the material.
They ain't so in love with the material.
It's just another day, my sister. And they
so in love with the material.
They ain't so in love with the material.
They ain't so in love with the material.
Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
Y'all already know me in the mix, baby. Bring them on, DJ Dutch. Let them know where they at, baby. Let them know where they
at. You already know. You already know. Frontline Friday nights. Y'all better holler, man. Y'all better call in. Request it, baby. iTunes, the material, J Dutch. It's heating up, baby. It's heating up.
Exactly.
Gotta get that joint.
Put on your website. Put all your websites and your links out there, how they can go and listen to your music, your fan page, your Facebook, all up in your Kool-Aid. Where you at?
I'm on Twitter, @SparkADutch. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on Facebook. You just look up J-Dutch, J-Dutch. Or you can call J, you know, Joshua, J-Dutch Means. That's my whole government, if that's what you want to do. Instagram, SparkADutch. Y'all can add me on there. That's pretty much it. You know, I post good things, new things. You can listen to my music, datpiff.com, or you can just Google me. You know, the old school, Google me.
What's the process for collabos? They got to reach out to G, right?
Yeah, you know, reach out to, you know, Q, the guilty one. That's a, you know, and it's definitely a done deal. You know, I'm always hungry, hustling. Just try not to get, you know, you better have some balls. You better have some balls. That's all I'm saying. Don't. Yeah, and people, please, no ignorant music. I only do music with substance.
Let's open up 404 right now. We got Q on the line. Let's bring him in. 404 Q, that's you, baby.
Yeah, this me. This me. What's going on?
What up?
What's going on?
What up,
Dutch?
What up,
baby boy? How everything going?
I'm cool, and I had to step in, man. Tell y'all thanks for love, man. Much love.
We
got to
give you a proper introduction coming up in here. Hold on, King. We got to give you something proper coming up. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's right. Cole's introduction.
The guilty one is in the building.
You already know.
The guilty one is here. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to step in, man, let it be known. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the love, man. And also make sure everybody go out there and grab that single, man. It's on iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon MP3. You could get it on your Xbox. Every digital outlet where you could buy music, that single was there. Not only is it there, for every 25,000 person that purchased that, man, we give them back $2,500 to the people, man. We're trying to show love. You're showing love by buying it, we're going to show love by giving money back. And that's going to continue as we sell. For every 25,000 person, on and on and on, we're giving back $2,500.
Definitely.
That is real dope.
We always do that, man.
What's your Twitter again, Q? Tell them how to hit you up on Twitter.
Oh, I'm at the guilty one, man. That's D-A, guilty, the number one.
How did the guilty one come about? When I first heard it, I was like, "This is very unique and interesting." So, what makes
you
guilty?
You know how when you're trying to do things, people be like, "You ain't gonna do this, you ain't gonna do that." So, I made myself guilty, but in a good way. I did it. When it's said and done, I did it, but I did it in a good way. I'm guilty.
Hmm.
That's why I named my company Case Closed. Ain't nothing else to say.
Closed.
So, Tell us about Case Clothes and the lines that the clothing line you got out too. Tell us what you got going on over there.
Well, Case Clothes Entertainment, man, we're just trying to do stuff for everybody, man. You know, we're gonna have publishing, book publishing, you know what I'm saying, films, you know, music, of course. Trying to do things to get back to the kids, the clothes, you know what I mean? The clothes are still being worked on right now. I got a female clothing line, the Cold Line, you know what I'm saying, Precious Curves. Just doing things, man, trying to show love, man, get back.
Now, I'm a 15, 16, Q. You got something for the diva to put on? I'm a 15,
hey, yo, listen,
16,
man.
And I'm a large up top. You know, I got birthday cake and cornbread. I'm just saying.
Hey, that's, you're going to be, I'm going to holler at you and make sure you're a model for the Cold Vines Precious Curves. Ain't no more going to stores and seeing plus size, this and that. We call it Precious Curves around here.
I like that. Yeah, Precious
Curves,
that's real. And then
you know what? Just hit me up
around
on Twitter, man. We link up, man. I ain't hard to find. I'm all over, man. I'm trying to be everywhere, man. Can't get enough of me, man.
Is it just D-A Guilty One? Is it just D-A Guilty One?
No, D-A. D-A. It's all D-A. D-A Guilty One.
All right, for sure. I'll make sure to follow you.
Yeah, we get it in.
Love, that's what it's all about right here on Frontline Fridays. We network to equal networks, baby. This is what we do. I'm glad that you
And make sure y'all go get y'all a copy of the material, please. I'm spending that 99 cents.
Telling you, not even.
Yeah,
go ahead and get 100 of them. Get 100 copies. give it to your people for presents. You know what I mean? Christmas coming up.
You never know. You might win that $2,500.
As a matter of fact, The next 20 people who retweet my tweet I'm about to put out, I'm going to buy y'all a copy.
That's right.
So I'm about to
Let's get that going. I'm behind that. Let's go crazy with it. I'm about to retweet this.
I'm going to buy y'all a copy. Word up.
That's what's up. And that's love right there. And you already know what it is. Whatever we could do for y'all, we are here to do it just like y'all do it for us.
Oh, yeah, we love it. We love this independent music. We love educating music. We love conscious music. I like it when an artist come out because, you know, you're not just calling yourself a rapper. I'm an artist. Thank you, love.
Yeah.
I love it when an artist come out and doing something not just for himself but for the community, you know, taking care of the community. That's what we got to do for one another. It's really a lot of people put a bad name on black businesses and on, you know, women and men. It's still people out there who we value each other's opinions and we value our communities, and you attract those type of people when you're genuine like that. And big shout out to Slay Stone. That is my G. That's my team.
Oh,
I'll salute to you. For y'all guys, make sure y'all check out Phenomenal Radio, www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. You want to get showcased, you want to get promoted, you need you need artwork, you need graphics done, and also check out our Underground Railroad. We got over 350 stations on there that's registered. It's like an interactive map.
Ooh.
So say if you was over in Tampa, over there with Jay Dutch, you can pull up and, okay, this is a radio station that's connected with the Phenomenal Radio. Tell them Diva sent you. And if you go over to Brooklyn and you over there, you see the stations in Brooklyn, tell them Diva sent you. Tell them Phenomenal Radio sent you. You come over here in Seattle, tell them Diva sent you. Go over there to Chi-Town where Zaniat, tell them Diva sent you. Go on the interactive map. And also, you can register your music on our site. All you got to do is click on the Get Played, Get Paid link, and it's going to show you how to register your music with Sound Exchange, and you can get your music. And every time we stream your music, it's going to count. We are a registered station, Live 365. That's how we're doing it. It's Phenomenal Radio, baby. I love my life.
Who's
in Brooklyn right now? What's going on the site right now? Why not? Everybody tune in. Go to www.phenomradio.com. I mean, phenomradio.blogspot.com. I'll put a website up for you and get this for you.
No, I was asking home while we on phone right now, who's in Brooklyn? I'm from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? I'm out in Atlanta right now, but I'm from Brooklyn. I'm trying to see who up here.
Yeah, Q, you from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, now you the one I was talking to. Y'all over there with Q. I thought somebody else was from Brooklyn.
I'm out here in Atlanta right now, but I thought somebody else on the line right now was from Brooklyn.
How long you gonna be in Atlanta? When you going home?
No, I stay out here right now. I'm stationed out here for the moment.
How's Atlanta been treating you? Has it been nice?
It's been nice. I can't complain, you know. Can't complain.
I got a question for both of y'all, Q, and both of you guys. Are y'all signing artists right now? Y'all bringing any artists on?
Definitely. Of course, I'm looking for all kind of time. Right now, we got a roster that's building up. That's crazy right now.
Shout out to Twin. And shout out to Get Bad. Definitely.
We got Twin from South Carolina. We got Get Down from Compton. We got Rocket from Yonkers, New York. We got Mike Mitty. He's a producer over in from DA. You know what I'm saying? We stacking it up, man. Case closed. Ain't no games to be played, man. We come to change the game. Believe that.
Gino Piscopo, Frank, all them dudes, Rob Thomas. We in it.
That's definitely what's up, man. Well, before we get out of here, you got any shout outs you want to give before you get out of here?
Let me shout out to Florida, man. Shout out to Florida, the whole Florida. Shout out to everybody who doing something out there hustling, getting it, you know what I mean? And make sure all y'all go ahead and download that material from every media outlet possible.
That's definitely what's up, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in live to Frontline Fridays tonight. Y'all know how we do each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East. Now, also, make sure you are tuning in to Step Your Game Up Saturdays tomorrow with me and Jay Biggs. Big shout out to Jay Biggs. That's going to be 5 p.m. on the West and 8 p.m. on the East. We're going to show y'all how to step y'all game up each and every Saturdays. I'm about to get into this hot independent music mix. We play nothing but hot indie music here, so, of course, we're going to bring it to y'all live. Y'all make sure y'all tell a friend and tell a friend that we're about to turn it up. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Big shout-out to Jay Dutch for coming through and showing love, and big shout-out to all my phenomenal radio family.
Yo, let me get one more shout-out. Shout-out to my uncle, man. A lot of y'all might know him as Coach Rob, Poppy, whatever, but that's definitely my mentor, man. He been there from day one. Been there. Shout out to him.
That's definitely what's up. Let's get it.
Oh, you want to hit people with garbage cans. Now I got to cut you.
Your daddy dollars. Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dream and employ my friend. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind, we gotta shake that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like in a good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You on your job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it. They know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job as my job. I'm on my job, I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good,
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job as my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Going to change your life. You done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that don't watch, you done made that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills. Invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run for your bills. Not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is? If you live for the hope, then die by the... How you gonna get rich if you flipping bricks but ain't saving up? See, y'all niggas dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all go to jail, y'all niggas gon' tear. But you still get life, that's right. Now how you gon' get back when you can't go forward? You got to die, you got to rap. And you work with them boys, not everybody gon' know it.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it, they ain't got nothing for it. but they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my J-O-B as my job. I'm on my job, I'm on my job, and they got nothing for it, they ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my J-O-B as my job. And I love this shit, and I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Hate the one to see me fall under the influence, but I'm a buddy. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that's in me school wanna hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can, and everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Homie, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child, but you gotta quit playing. Gotta shoot for the stars, I don't know about them, but we gotta teach ours. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in the good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, me and life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good, you gon' be fresh. If you're on your job, I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it, they ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my J-O-B as my job. I'm on my job, I'm on my job, and they ain't got nothing for it, they ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my J-O-B as my job.
What more can I say? Got a shorty in New York, got a shorty in the A. She can do it how I like it, make it bounce in every way. She can take me out the hood, take me to a getaway. Ain't no shorty do it better, ain't no shorty on the scene. I'ma be a freaky king, she could be my freaky queen. Getting head up in a Hummer, nah, in a limousine. She can do it how I like it, and she knows just what I mean. Then I love to make her scream, so I hit it from the back. She can tell her from New York, she can see it on my hat. Gotta keep on fly while she keep me looking fresh. When she fishing in the kitchen in the goldie, I'm a catch. Magic in my stick, new heavy pot. The dudes ain't relating, cause they hating, cause I got a on my side. She the lady I be rocking, only shorty in my ride. She know me and Vinci, know the handle. Ain't a lie when I say no shorty fresher than she is. She got the medicine, even got the remedy. Sucking on my head so long I lose energy. Never been an enemy, watching for my enemy. Shorty is a shit, nah, shorty is her enemy. Every time I see her shake, but she on her own. I just call that pussy by the way that pussy on her own. I can satisfy your body and your mind with your soul. So cool, I'm the one nigga to get Keisha a home. No more rookie, now you messing with a pro. If you feeling what I'm feeling, don't be shy to let me know. You can spot it from the car, walking right up to the show. Baby girl, run the show, hate it cause they know.
turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Diva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Diva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
Oh, what's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken
snack? What's in the new chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up in a tasty lava tortilla. Crispy chicken, wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Good. It's your girl Shawana in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru. 908-202-1501. The guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing. Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru. 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Coming from my heart.
baby.